James Ashley is the WA manager of the Bureau of Meteorology. James, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
Still pretty windy and rainy at the moment. What's the morning and the rest of the day look like?
Oh, yeah, it's been an incredibly windy period over the last 12 hours or so. So for Perth, it will be easing off. So it's still pretty gusty out there at the moment. We're still seeing gusts up over 100 kilometres an hour at various sites around the metro area.
Wow.
But it will start easing off in the next hour or two, and by sort of 9 o'clock or so, we'll probably remove Perth from the warning area, and things will significantly ease from then.
So if you can batten down the hatches for the next hour or so, we should be sweet.
That's right. Just hang in there for a bit longer. We had 135 kilometre an hour gust at Cape Leeuwin. We've had rainfall of like 30 mils in about an hour. So it's been a pretty significant event for the southwest of the state, but it is easing off from the next hour or two.
And is that true of the rain as well for the rest of today, James?
Yeah, so we'll still get showers coming through. But there's not a lot of rainfall in them. They're more windy type showers as they come through. So they'll start easing off as well as the wind during the morning.
Good on you, James. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Gareth.
James Ashley, the WA manager of the Bureau of Meteorology. And there's been flights cancelled too. A Rex flight to Albany is cancelled. A flight incoming from Adelaide is delayed. So there's issues out at Perth Airport as well. On 6PR Breakfast, it's 18 to 7.